Lola was still standing on the steps of the house, but now she came down them and began to walk towards the gate, and in that moment the roar of the mob died away. There was a mutter of astonishment, and then that died too, and in an almost eerie silence she was walking steadily past the line of cuirassiers towards the crowd waiting in the street. For a minute I wondered if she was mad. She was making straight for the crowd who'd been roaring threats and curses at her only a moment before. "They'll kill her," I thought, and felt the hairs prickling on the nape of my neck. There was something awful in the sight of that small, graceful figure, the hat perched jauntily on her black hair, the muff swinging in one hand, walking quite alone down to the open gates. There she stopped, and looked slowly along the ranks of the mob, from side to side. They were still silent. There was a cough, a stifled laugh, an isolated voice here and there. But the mass of them never made a sound, watching her and wondering. She stood there a full half minute and then walked straight into the front rank. They opened up before her, people jostling and treading on each other and cursing to move out of her way. She never faltered, but made straight ahead, and the lane to her coach opened up again, the people falling back on both sides to let her through. As she drew closer, I could see her lovely face under the fur hat. She was smiling a little, but not looking to either side, as unconcerned as though she'd been the hostess at a vicarage garden party moving among her guests. And for all their hostile eyes and grim faces, not one man Jack made a move against her, or breathed a word as she went by. Years later I heard a man who had been in that crowd, an embassy chap I think he was, describing the scene to some others in a London club. "It was the bravest thing, by gad, I ever saw in my life. There she was, this slip of a girl, walking like a queen. My stars, what a beauty she was, too! Straight into that mob she went, that had been howling for her life, and would have torn her limb from limb if one of them had given the lead. She hardly noticed them, damn it. Just smiled serenely with her head high. She was quite unguarded, too. But on she walked, quite the thing, while those cabbage-eating swabs growled and glared, and did nothing.